This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. Israel published video on Sunday of what it described as a tunnel dug by Palestinian militants under the Gaza Strip's biggest hospital, a focus of its search and destroy missions against Hamas in a war now in its seventh week. While acknowledging it has a network of hundreds of kilometers of secret tunnels, bunkers, and access shafts throughout the Palestinian enclave, Hamas has denied that these are located in civilian infrastructure like hospitals. Hamas is a U.S.-designated terrorist group. Israel says Yemen's Houthi rebels have seized an Israeli-linked ship in a crucial Red Sea shipping route and taken the 25-member crew hostage, AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
The Iran-backed Houthis confirmed they hijacked the ship over its connection to Israel and took the crew as hostages on Sunday. The group's warning it would continue to target ships in international waters that were linked to or owned by Israelis until the end of Israel's campaign against Gaza's Hamas rulers. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu's office said the crew members came from a range of countries, but that no Israelis had been on board the Bahamas-flagged Galaxy Leader. The Israeli military has called the hijacking a very grave incident of global consequence. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Aid trickled into the Gaza Strip on large trucks Sunday, and a few more evacuees left the embattled territory amid the Israel-Hamas war. More than two-thirds of Gaza's population of 2.3 million have fled their homes, the vast majority of them internally displaced. The UN Agency for Palestinian Refugees is struggling to provide basic services to hundreds of thousands of people sheltering in and around schools and other facilities.